Intervju Radija Študent.
Živjo in lepo pozdravljeni v današnjem drugem intervjuju, ki ga pripravlja glasbena redakcija Radija Študent. Jaz sem Damjan in danes v studiju imamo Chris iz zasedbe Bad Breedings. Hello, Chris.
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah, not too much, man. Touring, tired.
So you're playing tonight at Kino Šiška, and you're coming all the way from Budapest.
Yeah, we played Budapest last night on a ship.
On a ship?
Yeah, it was odd, but yeah, fun. Some people came out to see us.
Yeah.
It's our first time in most of these eastern, you know, parts of Europe. So we're just trying to get around and play to people.
Yeah, cool. I think this is your first bigger tour.
Yeah, we mainly stick to, like, because of the constraints of work, we have to work full time, so it's pretty difficult to get time off. So this is probably the longest stretch we've done together. Great. About 3 weeks, I think it is.
That's great. Did you do this on your own, or did you book this tour on your own?
Yeah, so the majority of the shows are booked just through contacts, people that I know. So yeah, people running either squats or DIY spaces, and then. Yeah, there are some shows that we use an agent, and that's when I think it's an important time now to start speaking to other people and broadening the conversation.
Yeah.
And for us, it feels like we don't want to be talking to the same people every night.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a bit of a balance there where we try and do a lot of squat shows and a lot of benefits and fundraisers.
Yeah.
But then where possible, you know, play to different people.
Yeah. That's really nice, actually. So. I know. I mean, one of the things you're really recognized for, like, as Bad Breedings, is that you have really intense shows. And I was wondering, like, how does this feel when you're on tour, playing all every day? Do you kind of make can you reach that mental state and go and give it all?
Yeah, I think for the first few, you have a lot of energy, but then. It kind of comes out in different ways when you maybe get 6 or 7 shows in where you spend, yeah, you're probably up until 2 or 3 in the morning and have to be in the van to drive 6 hours, so you're pretty knackered.
Yeah.
But yeah, once the time comes around, that's always been what we've tried to do, is you only get maybe half an hour, 40 minutes to play to people, and people have paid to come and watch you or whatever, you just got to, you know, put everything you have into the shows and leave nothing left.
That's great. So I guess this is, like, this spring you released a new record, Divide, and I guess this is this tour you're kind of promoting it.
Yeah, we it's another constraint of work. We put the record out in April, and it's just difficult to find the time where everyone can afford to actually go on tour. As you probably know, there's no financial incentive in this band, and. Yeah, it costs money to go out on the road, it costs for fuel, accommodation. I mean, lucky that sometimes people pick you up at their places, but it costs, and we just couldn't make that work earlier in the year, but now we've finally got a bit of time off to go around and play shows.
Yeah, and like, since some time has passed, how are you satisfied with how things have worked out around the record?
Yeah, we're happy. I mean, it's quite a reactionary record politically, and it came out at quite an intense time and was also written during quite an intense period as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's quite nice to look back on and reflect, you know, and I think, yeah, it says a lot of important things for me personally, and it felt like, yeah, I got quite a weight off my shoulders by just venting into a record.
Yeah. I actually really liked the record, and it felt really nice when, you know, because you had a record before that, like less than a year before you had another record.
Yeah.
And it felt like that you've kind of involved in a positive way, and that was really nice to hear.
Yeah, with the first record, it was a case of we played quite a few shows, and people would always try and support the band by buying something, or you know, and we never really had a place where all of the songs were together. And that I think we recorded 16 songs for the first record, and that was just a case of trying to get something together for people to have and to share.
Yeah.
We spent a bit of time working on Divide, more so with the music and the kind of atmospherics on it, and we started working with Ben Greenberg, and that kind of lifted things a lot, and yeah, we got him to thank for quite a lot of those obscure sounds in the record.
Greenberg from The Man.
Uniform. Yeah, great band.
Yeah, The Man played a couple of years ago on the Balkans, it was really cool.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Great. So another thing about this record is that you the previous releases, you most of them were released, you released on mm-hmm. your own.
Yeah.
And now you've released on La Vida Es Un Mus mm-hmm. in Europe and Iron Lung in the USA.
Yeah.
How are you satisfied with this, and do you like, I mean, yeah, how are you satisfied with this?
Yeah, it just felt like a natural extension. There's still heavily independent people that run both of those labels. Yeah. It doesn't feel like too much of a disconnect from what we'd done before. And yeah, they're just nice people, where I think with both of those labels as well, Paco and Jensen, it's purely for the music, and yeah. you know, that's the best place to have it, really. And yeah, I mean, it felt like a pretty natural thing, just seeing each other at shows quite often, and Paco put the first one in his distro, and it kind of just went from there.
Yeah, great. So, a lot of your output as a band is really connected to your hometown,
uh-huh.
Stevenage, which yeah. is a small town north of London,
mm-hmm.
and. So I was wondering, like, coming from a smaller town, were you, like, when you were growing up,
mm-hmm.
You guys from the band, were you mostly influenced from artists, or I mean, from the community in Stevenage, or there wasn't any scene back
no,
then?
No, there still is no scene. I mean, there was a pretty decent skate scene, and there was a bit of music coordinated with that, a place called Bow's Lion House, which I think it was like the first outdoor concrete skate park in Europe.
Really?
Yeah, but they're trying to turn it into a car park now. Shit. But there was a pretty strong scene in the 70s and 80s there. A lot of bands passed through Macross and Conflict. And,
really?
Yeah. But from a personal perspective, I think most of it has been garnered just through listening to records, inheriting records off my parents. And yeah, it's a difficult place to try and put anything together, because it's so geared towards people making a profit out of stuff. So most of the venues they're not too independent in their outlook. They're pretty pricey. The licensing laws are a bit iffy, and it just makes it hard to put on shows.
Yeah.
So yeah, we kind of exist in this weird little vacuum where we're from Stevenage, but we don't really play in Stevenage. So we just have to venture out and try and find other places to play
outside of Stevenage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so regarding this, were you, like, when you started as a band, I guess you were mostly connecting with the scenes from other towns, from yeah. other bigger towns, uh-huh. that's right?
Yeah, just travelling yeah. out to play, getting to London. Yeah. But even again, it's an expensive place for us to get to, despite it only being, you know, 20 minutes on the train. It's, you know, the whole area is run by private rail networks, so the prices are extortionate, and it makes it kind of, yeah, quite difficult to travel around.
So, although you have started playing a lot and releasing records, mm-hmm. you still have to have regular day jobs.
Yeah. There's no other way, really. Right. So yeah, the majority of the band work in construction and labouring and doing bits of odd jobs here and there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they're two, I don't really see them becoming paired together. There'll be the art purely for the art, and then yeah, just getting money in your pocket to survive.
Yeah, that's
a reality for most people, I guess.
I guess, yeah. So, I think I really liked about your last record, mm-hmm. Divide, is that you kind of, a lot of people got involved in it, and especially people from your local scene. Like, I know that a friend of yours did an essay.
Mm-hmm.
You have some photography also, and also the artwork,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, a bunch of different people. Yeah. A guy called Nicky plays in some really good bands from London.
Uh-huh.
A guy called Carlos, again, plays in some great bands. Charlie, the bassist's sister, Katie, did photography.
Okay.
So yeah, we like to keep it kind of communal and broaden the conversation out again, rather than it's just the four of us trying to do everything. It's nice to have more people involved.
Yeah, I really like that. So, are those people from Stevenage?
Katie's from Stevenage. Carlos is from all over the place. He's always travelling around. Nicky is born in Belgium, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But now, yeah, is in London.
Okay. And I had a feeling that it's like really
tight.
Yeah.
Jake, who writes the essays, again, is from Stevenage, and I think like for much of the output in terms of the literature, that is quite a close thing between Jake and I.
Yeah.
Just exchanging ideas and editing essays as we go.
Yeah.
Which you did with both records. So there's a few essays that came with the first record and the one that came with the second, with Divide.
Okay. So I was looking on the internet a bit, and I checked out your Discogs page, and
horrible place.
Yeah, and I saw that. I mean, some of your earlier singles are like have been sold for 100 euros or stuff like that.
Yeah,
and I mean, how does this feel? Are you?
Yeah, it's a tough position to be in because I mean. We can't really afford to press it again. We don't really have the money to do that, so we're kind of at the whim of whoever owns the records now. And there's been a few instances where we've tried to get in touch with people and ask them to either lower the price or take them off completely, but you know, I'm not sure how fair that is. Yeah, it's an odd... I just don't buy them. Don't pay for it. It's silly. It's extortionate.
You don't use Discogs at all, or...? Or you were talking about your records.
Yeah, about the price of our records. I do use it sometimes, but the prices for the first two singles are a piss take, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, because we're talking about some smaller communities, and I'm really shocked when I see, like... I'm not saying that you're a small band, but, you know, I have a feeling that it's a small community and there are people that are prepared to pay that much money, and you still feel like you're part of
something similar. It's an odd thing. I mean, if we had the money, we would press them again to make them as cheap as possible for people.
Yeah. Okay. So, what's your plan after this tour?
Go back to work.
Oh.
Earn some money. Oh, we're doing playing some UK shows in October.
Okay.
And then, we'll just be going back to work.
Are you preparing a new record? Do you have new songs?
Yeah, the tour started in Berlin. And we did a bit of recording there, so we'll see what comes of that. There might be maybe a 7-inch or something that we can put out, and then it'll be onto the next one.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks a lot for coming.
No problem.
It was really nice, and I'm really glad we'll watch tonight in Kinošiška. Cool. You're playing with Niki Lauder.
Yes.
A Slovenian noise band.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be great.
Cool.
And I hope a lot of the listeners will come to the show.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Torej, drago poslušalstvo, to je bil intervju z Chris iz benda Bad Breeding, ki danes špila v Kino Šiška, začne nekje po 9. uro. In to je to. Se vidimo. Čau.
Intervju Radija Študent.